Can you talk a little bit about what was seen in the weekly study that Joanne Blum did?
Joanne Blum reported further data related to the weekly schedule of Abraxane in patients who were taxane refractory at this year's San Antonio meeting. And what she was able to show is that as compared to the previous weekly schedule that looked at 100 milligrams per meter squared, which was generally very well tolerated, particularly in terms of myelosuppression, neuropathy, getting treatment in on time, and the schedule, by the way, was 3 out of 4 weeks with 100 per meter squared. Although in this very taxane refractory population, there were relatively few responses. I think the response rate was about 15%. It was sufficiently interesting to think about increasing the dose of Abraxane to 125 milligrams per meter squared. And that's the data that was actually presented at this year's meeting. And in a sense, it told us a number of things which were interesting. I'm not sure it's a schedule that we would go forward with in the same patient population. So again, as background, these are patients who were determined to be resistant to taxanes, either because they develop progressive disease while receiving either paclitaxel, docetaxel, or both, or they had received an adjuvant therapy containing a taxane within a relatively short interval prior to the Abraxane, but the vast majority of patients actually progressed while receiving the taxane. So in the updated data with a higher dose of Abraxane, 125 milligrams per meter squared, it was found that, again, the response rates were present in some patients, and you could even stabilize disease in some. There was an unacceptably high neuropathy rate of about 17%. So I think, again, it reaffirms the idea that even in taxane refractory patients, you might get some responses with Abraxane. But I think it also tells us in that particular population of patients, this dose is probably not the right one to be using. And I certainly wouldn't go higher than 100 per meter squared 3 out of 4 weeks using that drug in such a population. I think what we do need going forward is more data on patients who aren't so heavily pretreated with the taxane to see how Abraxane might perform. And I think to that end, we'll see additional studies exploring that.
Right now, for practical purposes, what's the dose and schedule that you would utilize in the metastatic setting?
Abraxane can be used either at 260 per meter squared every 3 weeks or 100 per meter squared weekly 3 out of 4 weeks. And a lot of the issues that we are struggling with is whether or not one might have accomplished the same anti-tumor effect with a slightly lower Q3 weekly dose, and even further made it a more patient-friendly drug if one might have dropped the dose a little bit lower. Those are all questions for future work because we don't have any answers based on the trials done to date. But that's where all the data exists with those two doses.
How would you decide between which schedule to use?
Well, I can tell you that based on treating patients with both doses, that Abraxane weekly is definitely well tolerated and the neuropathy rate is quite low, at least with 100 milligrams per meter squared. So I think it's a very doable dose, and it always gets back to the issue of whether the patient's willing or able to come in on a weekly basis, and if so, and it's not a major inconvenience, and I should point out one other thing, and that is that the infusion time for the weekly or for Abraxane in general is quite short, and as a consequence, it makes it a little more convenient to the patient, the staff, the whole operation to use the drug. But all that said, I think it does come down to the issue of the individual patient. If they want to come in every 3 weeks as opposed to weekly, I think either are acceptable. But certainly the neuropathy rate is far less, myelosuppression less common with the weekly schedule.
Are there any situations where you would utilize a drug in the neoadjuvant or adjuvant setting off protocol?
I think Abraxane, thinking forward, is a drug that certainly can be used in the neoadjuvant setting. There's not a reason to think it would not be. At the present time, there's not a lot of data to support that. In fact, there's really none. But we are finding many pilot studies that have explored the use of taxanes either integrated with the anthracyclines in the neoadjuvant setting. And it also begs the question of looking at the MD Anderson data. When you integrate Herceptin into that setting, that maybe by being able to give more of a taxane in the form of Abraxane along with Herceptin, that you might even further be able to enhance the pathologic response rate that the MD Anderson group reported. All of that data of Herceptin and taxanes in the neoadjuvant setting remains, I would view it as still somewhat investigational. We need more information, particularly when an anthracycline is in the mix regarding cardiac toxicity. But I think it's some of the most compelling data when you look at overall response rate and the very high pathologic response rate. And I think that provides another avenue to look at a new taxane with a biologic in that setting.
Are there trials looking at Abraxane plus Herceptin and also Abraxane in the adjuvant setting?
There are trials that are being designed or are getting ready to start that are looking at a variety of Abraxane doublets, so Abraxane with trastuzumab Herceptin. There are predictably every doublet that you've seen with a taxane being conducted, so Abraxane Zolota, Abraxane gemcitabine. There is a lot of talk about trying to integrate Abraxane into one of the treatment arms of either an ongoing clinical trial or one that is starting in the adjuvant setting, but there's no data that's settled yet, at least in terms of a large intergroup study. There are pilot studies in the adjuvant setting that are going to be started, but they're not the three-arm, four-arm, 5,000-patient trials to date.
What about dose-dense therapy with Abraxane?
So strategies of looking at different schedules are possible with Abraxane. There is no data. There are people who are interested in looking at that, because if you think about the Q3 weekly dose given at 260 per meter squared, you can get it in with outgrowth factor support and with relatively mild myelosuppression in contrast to 175 per meter squared of paclitaxel. In the past, when there have been efforts, as I pointed out earlier, to dose escalate paclitaxel, you didn't really enhance response rate. And a lot of that was thought to be related to the cremophore present. But this drug, and perhaps others that are in development, afford the opportunity to look at compressing the interval between treatment without a cost of attenuated anti-tumor effect or enhanced toxicity. So it may be conceivable to get much more of the taxane, in this case paclitaxel, in over shorter intervals with less toxicity. And there are pilot studies that are looking at sort of the schedule question, but in the metastatic disease setting.